Hello and welcome to the Midweek St Mirren Show. I'm Sparris Alley and tonight I'm joined by James Hunter. On tonight's show we'll look back at last weekend's defeat to Dumbarton and ahead to the last game of the season as the Saints face Rangers at the Paisley 2021 Stadium. We'll also hear about the Street Stuff Football Festival that takes place on Tuesday the 3rd of May. But first we caught up with manager Alex Ray at Ralston to get his thoughts ahead of this weekend's game.
In the last game of the season, Rangers playing at the Paisley 2021 Stadium. How tough a game is that going to be?
Listen, everybody knows the style of play that Rangers play, and I went to see them last night at Livingston. And so, you know, kind of get an idea. I kind of know the personnel that Rangers have and the style of play they have. It hasn't really changed much over the course of the season. And, you know, we're going to have to be on top of our game to try and get something out of the game.
You've played quite well against the top teams this season since you've come in. Drew 2-2 with Hibs at home, drew 0-0 with Falkirk, pushed Falkirk very close at the Falkirk Stadium. Does that give you encouragement going into this game?
Listen, you take each game in its merit. They obviously have different qualities and strengths. But I'm looking forward to the game. I'm hopeful that we can put on a positive show and hopefully try and get something from the game, because we're obviously still, as I've maintained from day one, we're obviously trying to kind of leapfrog the team above us. It's important for the club to try and finish as high as we can.
Obviously, like you mentioned there, fifth place is still up for grabs. Obviously, it's out with our hands and results elsewhere might need to go for us. But do you feel like, you know, that you can put in the performance and maybe get the result and hopefully maybe get results elsewhere?
Absolutely. Listen, most games we go in with optimistic and that we can get a result. We've got personnel who can hurt teams at this level, so we'll be trying to do that on Sunday. As I said, I think one of the key things for myself is over the last couple of months is that we wanted to try and get the home form reversed, really, because it was such a poor home record, and we've managed to do that. So you want to go in and try and maintain that, albeit it's a different quality of player you'll be up against, but you know we've nothing to lose anyway, so we just got to go in there and try and impose ourselves and try and make it difficult for Rangers, and with a bit of luck and a wee bit of quality then we may well go over the line.
So you said you were at the game last night. They drew with Allo on Saturday there. Do you take encouragement for that, or do you think this is just a different game and it's maybe going to be a different Rangers that you play?
I actually think it's it would probably be more difficult for ourselves on the back of that. I don't think that if you listen to Mark Warburton's reaction in the media, he's saying it's not acceptable and things. So, I've kind of been in that kind of situation myself where, you know, you've not kind of reached the standard. So they'll be demanding that from the Rangers coaching staff. So I'm sure it'll be an even tougher game for us at weekend.
And now that the season's almost out of the way, what do you do? What happens after the game on Sunday? Come Monday, what's your plan going to be?
We've already been trying to get one or two bodies in. It's been difficult, I've got to be honest. It's been it's really pretty much as is. Work-wise, we have the players back in on Tuesday, and it'll be kind of a farewell to some of them. I'll be sitting down with them, the ones that are staying, and we give them a close season programme, which we'll be asking and demanding that they adhere to, so that when they come back into pre-season I'll be very much up to speed in terms of fitness and strength work, and then I'll sit down with the staff for a meeting in the afternoon as well with expectations, where we want to go, how we're going to implement that, if it's practical, and we had a meeting about 2 weeks ago after we get mathematically safe, 2 weeks or whatever it was. We sat down as a staff, Tony, or the kind of staff in and around the first team and the youth team, and then obviously we were trying to put one or two things where the facilities are going to be. Was it practical? The kit, just what was the medical implications? So we need to kind of do all the diligence on that, purely for the point of view as these pitches are getting ripped up as we speak at the training ground, so it's going to be very tight whether we can make that. So we'd have to make allowances to see whether there's other venues that we can use as well, and maybe mix it up a little bit over the pre-season so that we're not just stuck at the training ground day after day. We may go and use other facilities just to try and freshen things up.
You're listening to the St Mirren Show, brought to you by the University of the West of Scotland. Look at what you could learn at uws.ac.uk.
I'm joined now in the studio by James Hunter. James, you were at the game at the weekend against Dumbarton. Saints took the lead through Callum Gallagher, but then went on and got beaten, and it's really hindered this chance to get fifth place, hasn't it?
It was a major blow to getting fifth place, definitely, and it was a bit disappointing because the first half they played really well and should have been, you know, could have been out of sight. Had a good few chances and pretty much dominated the game. Dumbarton got back into it with a bit of scrappy goal, an on goal, you know, came off Keith Watson, nothing Keith could do about it. And then second half, you know, Dumbarton were just the better team and St Mirren just didn't really show up, and that was a wee bit disappointing.
I want to speak briefly about this, but Jason Naismith's come back into the team in recent weeks and you've been able to assess his performances. How has he been since he's come back from his long-term injury?
I think he's been decent, but I think, you know, he still maybe lacks that match fitness, which is understandable. But he's done well, you know, he's come through 290 minutes at first team level. So that's a really good accomplishment, and he should be proud to be getting back at this kind of stage of the season. And it'll just be, I think, about him just picking up a bit more fitness and looking towards next season.
Alex Ray has always been talking about trying to leapfrog the team above, and I think it's a testament maybe to him that since he's come in the 19 games he's managed, St Mirren have picked up 29 points. Just how important has that been for Alex Ray to maybe come in, galvanise the squad to get as many points as possible? And maybe it's a testament to him, to how well he has done, if they try and get this fifth place position.
Yeah, I think it is a testament to the job Alex has done. You know, you look at how the club were faring before he came in, you know, 16 games, they had only taken 12 points. They actually had both Livingston and Alloa breathing down their necks. It was a bit of a precarious position to be in. And Alex Ray's come in, he's inherited a squad, you know, that he's made one or two additions in January, but he's not really had a squad that was his own that he assembled and that he's had a full summer to work with. So I think it is a testament to the job both himself and David Farrell have done since coming in. And one of the things he talked about being important was making the Paisley 2021 a bit of a fortress and turning around the form at home. And they've done that, you know, they've only lost, I think, to Livingston and Raith, and, you know, they've picked up a good few wins and, you know, drawn with Hibs and Falkirk, and arguably could have won both of those games as well against two teams in the playoffs. So I think they should be proud of what they've achieved now, and I think the way they all look at it is the hard work starts now. That's their opportunity to bring in players in the summer and have a full summer under the belt.
You mentioned there about the good performance against Hibs and Falkirk. Alex Ray said that in his interview. This Sunday's going to be tough against Rangers. Rangers are champions, of course. They're going up. But they've been hit of a bit of a slump recently. They haven't been playing too well. Last night they lost to Livingston. The weekend, Alloa bottom place. Alloa spoiled their party on Saturday. How do you see Sunday panning out?
I actually think these results are maybe going to be a bit of will have made this game even harder for St Mirren, because I think, especially last night, if you saw Mark Warburton's comments, he talked about how it wasn't good enough. I think Alex Ray mentioned that there as well in his interview, that it wasn't good enough, and I think he'll want a reaction now. And I think you've got to bear in mind as well, this is the last game Rangers will play until their Scottish Cup game against Hibs, the Scottish Cup final. So, you know, you're going to have players who want to play for a position, and you're going to have a team that have had a few disappointing results are going to want a reaction. So it's up to St Mirren now to go and show how well they've done against the likes of Falkirk and Hibs, and I think even against Rangers. You know, the first game here between the two sides, and I think it was October, they lost 1-0. But I thought St Mirren played quite well that day. First day of the season, Rangers were probably the better team and deserved the win, but Stephen Thompson had scored this penalty. You know, the game was opening up. And then the game at Ibrox, very unlucky not to have taken a point. You know, defended so well up until the final stages, and it was just a really harsh goal to lose, you know. So they've done well against the bigger teams, and they've done fairly well against Rangers as well. So you would think, you know, that they have to look at those games and take them as a positive and say, look, we can go into this and get a result. And you say, fifth place, still up for grabs. going to have to rely on what happens with Morton and Queen of the South, their results. But it's still there. And if St Mirren win on Sunday, I would fancy St Mirren to take fifth place.
You did mention there Morton and Queen of the South. They do have tricky games. Queen of the South are away to Hibs, and Morton are away to Falkirk. So if St Mirren do sneak a win, then potentially they can get this fifth place. Do you think Alex Ray would have worked on set pieces and aerial opportunities over the last in this coming week? Because Rangers have conceded quite a lot recently from set pieces. You look at the game against Celtic, games against Hibs, Livingston last night. They have been conceding from an aerial position. So do you think Alex Ray will be working on that in training?
I think he possibly will be. I think he'll be looking at all of Rangers' weaknesses, and he'll have analysed it and be looking at what he can exploit. I think you've got that long throw from Lauren Shankland, which might come into play if you've got some of your bigger guys up there getting on the end of things. And then you look at, like you say, corners, free kicks. You have Jack Baird, who's a big lad. He could cause a lot of problems as well. And, you know, in recent weeks, I think Lee Wallace and James Tavernier have been pretty decent, but I still think you can get a bit of an advantage if they bomb forward. You know, you see that Kiernan and Wilson are left exposed, so potentially they could get at them there as well.
Two questions now: will St Mirren win on Sunday, and will they get the fifth place position?
Yes, times two.
Okay, thanks very much, James. Now, if you live outside the UK and Ireland, you can purchase a game pass on St Mirren TV for just €6.99. Just go to www.smfcuws.tv. If you can't make the game but live inside the UK and Ireland, then you can listen to all the action on St Mirren Radio with all the build-up from 11:30. Sunday's game against Rangers won't be the last time the pitch is in use over the next few weeks. On Tuesday the 3rd of May, young football fans will have the chance to play at the Paisley 2021 Stadium and Street Stuff's annual football festival here at St Mirren. Youngsters will get the chance to live out their dream by competing in a five-a-side games on the main pitch at the stadium. The football festival is free to enter and is open to young people aged 10 to 16 years old and from the Renfrewshire area. St Mirren Radio caught up with Alex Ray, Tony Fitzpatrick, Jim Goodwin and Stevie Mallon to discuss their experiences of playing at the stadium for the first time.
So Stephen, you started at St Mirren at a young age, you're about 4 years old. You've obviously progressed now to the first team. What was it like for you when you played in the stadium for the first time, for the first team?
Obviously it was a big achievement for myself and my family, because I've been at St Mirren obviously since I was 4 years old, and they've kind of gave me everything that I've got. It's kind of good to kind of repay them in that sense, to show that the hard work that they've put in has kind of gave me something in the end. Obviously, me getting, obviously my first game, probably I think it was against St Johnstone at the stadium, and I'll always remember it, because it's the first time I obviously ran out with the team and played and started. So yeah, it was a big achievement, especially when you've come through every age group, come through like loads of different coaches who've helped you at every stage, and obviously a couple of managers as well. So yeah, it was a proud moment for myself, and something I'll never forget.
And how does the stadium and the pitch and the whole feel compare to some of the other places in even this league and below? You know, it's quite a decent standard.
Yeah, I've always said that I think St Mirren Park's probably one of the best in the league, like especially the grass anyway. It's always been a terrific standard last year and this year as well. When you go to some of the other pitches, it's all kind of sandy and stuff, so you can see what the hard work that the ground staff do, obviously, to all the pitches, because it's been terrific basically every day, even when it's raining and stuff. But yeah, it's one of the stadiums I enjoy playing at, because it's a home ground, and obviously I'm a Paisley boy as well, so it was just on the road anyway. I didn't need a lot of travelling, but yeah, it's been obviously amazing to play there.
And you mentioned how you're a Paisley boy. What do you think it'll mean to some of the younger people from Paisley to get the opportunity to run out on the pitch for the first time on Tuesday?
Yeah, but obviously a big achievement for them. So playing at a kind of maybe a Premier League kind of stadium, and if you're a St Mirren supporter, it's a big thing if you want to play on the pitch of the team you support. So yeah, I think all the boys in Paisley obviously that are going to be playing in it will take kind of pride in that, and I think they'll be kind of buzzing to play in it.
So Jim, we have the Street Stuff Football Festival at the Paisley 2021 Stadium on Tuesday. You were the manager for one of the teams for St for a day. What did it mean to those players there to play on the park?
Yeah, I think it was a big deal. Obviously, you know, they've paid out of our own pocket to come and take part in the event last weekend, and it was fantastic. It was a huge success for the club, but I think it was a great experience for the supporters. You know, as being a football fan myself when I was growing up, you know, you dream of playing in at stadiums like that, and I think to play at your own club, it must be a real special occasion.
And do you think you'll get from, obviously, Street Stuff, it's going to incorporate younger people, young kids and whatnot. Do you think there'll be even more excitement on their end, being so young and stuff?
Yeah, the Street Stuff, you know, it's a great programme and they do great things behind the scenes and probably don't get enough credit you know, that they deserve. But I think it's fantastic for the kids to have that opportunity, and I hope a great number of them take up the opportunity to do it. Because, like I said, you know, we're all fans of the game, but it's not very often that you get the opportunity to actually go out and play on a professional pitch where, you know, some great names have played before.
Just finally, you mentioned there that it's a professional pitch. How good is the Paisley 2021 stadium compared to maybe some of the others in the country?
Well, we're quite fortunate at St Mirren to have, in my opinion, you know, the best groundsman in the country. And I think he's won awards in recent years for the good things that he does with the pitch. And you know, this year's been no different. It's probably, it's up there, I would say, in the top two or three pitches in the country, and that's, you know, taking into consideration the kind of budget that Tommy Docherty has to work with. I think he deserves an amazing amount of credit, and you know, I hope that all those kids that do come along, I hope they have a great day and treasure it for the rest of their life.
We've got the Street Stuff Football Festival coming up on Tuesday the 3rd of May at the Paisley 2021 Stadium. What does it mean, do you think, to supporters and younger players, people that haven't played in a stadium before, to get this opportunity?
Well, I remember a way back when I was a kid, and it was many, many years ago, James, and I got a chance to play, it was an English stadium down at Aston Villa, and it was an incredible, my career wasn't going well at the time, I was only a kid, I was only sort of 12 at the time, but to go into side to play in a football stadium, a real stadium, was one of the highlights. I even remember back to the now. And I think what it also does is it gives kids a hope for the future. I believe when somebody comes onto that park, they'll really revel in thinking, this could be the changing for me. I want to be a football player and playing in the stadium. And it gives people great, as I say, I keep mentioning that word hope, but it does, I think, and it's just an incredible opportunity for young people and supporters to be able to play in that stadium.
And you obviously spent most of your career at St Mirren. Yeah. You played at Love Street all your time. You're almost a wee bit envious when you look at the Paisley 2021, that's the stadium they'll get the opportunity to play in.
Yeah, very much so, but I must admit I love the old stadium as well. But you're right, when I look at our stadium, it's top quality. What an opportunity, as we say, for these young kids to go in that stadium. No, and it'll be one of the days when they get to my age, they'll remember back playing in the Paisley 21 Stadium. So it's just going to be a fantastic occasion. And as I keep saying, as players, young players who are on that park, will have that dream of coming back as to play for St Mirren.
And just finally, does that kind of again highlight the good relationship between that has been built up with Street Stuff, the council and the club?
Massive, and you're right, and it has to be a successful, I'll keep going back to this, and Street Stuff is incredible, isn't it? It's what they've done, but it's so important. St Mirren Football Club is the heart of the community, and this is just another of many things we do to get us in closer with our community, with our council. And it's vital, if we want a successful football club, we need these links in with everybody.
So Alex, we have the Street Stuff Football Festival coming up on Tuesday the 3rd of May at the Paisley 2021 Stadium. Can you just kind of tell us what it was like, your early memories as a young boy coming through, and what it was like playing on in a stadium for the first time?
Yeah, we were, I played a lot of Scottish Cup finals, and unfortunately I kind of lost a lot, but I always remember going to Love Street, and that's where we played, and I always remember how big it was and how daunting. You know, so it was just a terrific experience to go and sample a professional football club, and it was always ironic because it was at Love Street that I used to play these cup finals. So it's a good opportunity for kids to come and sample at early doors and
get a feel for the place, and then hopefully one or two of them may well come through and break into our first team as well.
And what will it be like for them playing at the Paisley 2021 stadium? What is that like compared to some of the other stadiums about at the moment?
Oh, it's terrific. I think one of the key things for our stadium is it's got the gold seal of approval. You know, we have all the internationals there as well. They get to sample the dressing rooms, which are state of the art. You know, it's a new environment, so they'll get to see all that as well. And if they get an opportunity, they can maybe go upstairs and see some of the lounges as well, which is also an offer at our stadium as well.
So you mentioned, you touched on it briefly, about maybe if they play, they might impress. How big an incentive is that for maybe some of these young people coming through, they get the chance to maybe impress and maybe come in here?
Yeah, well, the thing is, as a young boy, if you just asked me about some of my experiences, every time I went to try and play, particularly at a professional environment, you're trying to impress people. Even when you got to like Falkirk as a young apprentice and as a young professional, you're trying to impress people. So it's always key that when you come to these places, you give your lot, and then obviously you never know who's watching, and I think that's one of the key things, you know.
Now, the second episode of The Culture Show aired on St Mirren Radio last night with a focus on the Paisley's bid for the City of Culture in 2021. Jean Cameron, the bid director, was among a number of people who spoke to St Mirren Radio about the bid. If you missed it, then you can find it out on the SoundCloud page at soundcloud.com/St Mirren Radio. Stephen Thompson was among those who gave his thoughts on the bid. Our reporter Lewis McKenzie caught up with him last week to reflect on his career as he gets set to play his final game on Sunday.
You grew up in Paisley as a St Mirren fan. What were your earliest memories of supporting the club?
Well, my first game was the Scottish Cup final in 1987. And I don't remember much about it, to be fair. I remember being quite intimidated because I'd never been to a game. You're in amongst quite a large crowd. And I remember Dundee United scored, and we were all kind of like in shock, but it was offside. Then everybody's cheering, didn't quite understand it. And then in my street, where we grew up in Houston, Barry Lavetti, who's a St Mirren legend, lived in the house basically opposite. And we would be out in the park from the ages kind of, I don't know, 9 years old until Barry eventually went first team, so probably about 15, 16. And then, of course, I started going to watch Barry really quite regularly, and followed his progress as well. So, no, there was always a St Mirren connection. I was born in Paisley. And it's, you know, just stereotypical young fan. Posters in the bedroom and scarves. And when I look back at old photos of me at my birthday parties, it's always like people had obviously always got me like a St Mirren strip or a St Mirren scarf, or, you know, draped in St Mirren clothes. You know, I was brought up 100% a St Mirren supporter.
So was it one of those clubs that you always kind of dreamed to play for?
Yeah, well, I always wanted to finish my career at St Mirren. It was something that was in my head from an early point. But obviously, you know, I went to Rangers and then had the opportunity to go down south, so I probably wasn't going to go to St Mirren instead of Cardiff. No disrespect, but towards the end of my career, when I signed for St Mirren, I was 32, and Derek McInnes was the manager at St Johnstone, and he'd been on to me to come up to St Johnstone, and I'd also had contact from Hibs to go there, but you know, I'd made my mind up that I wanted to go back to St Mirren, and we are now living back in Houston, and my kids go to the same school that I went to, and so it's all worked out, you know, perfectly.
And you played at Dundee United and Rangers in the kind of early years of your career. Was that a good kind of learning curve?
Certainly at Dundee United, yeah. I mean, I worked under an immense amount of unbelievably talented coaches, you know, people like Gordon Wallace, Paul Sturrock, Paul Hegarty, Terry Butcher, Maurice Malpass, Tommy McLean, Alex Smith, Jockey Scott. There's probably a few I've missed out as well. So these are all guys who were fantastic players themselves, and certainly they got their pound of flesh out of us when we were kids, 16, 17 years old. I just remember being constantly back in the afternoons working on mostly linking the play, my linkage of the ball, which was obviously they saw as a weakness at the time. And it's not until you get a bit older and you look back and you go, you know, so obviously latterly my career has been one of my strengths is linking the play and playing as a target man, but I probably wouldn't have been as good at it had I not had all this coaching off these guys. And at the time you're like, double session, why am I doing this, link up play, boring. But then you, not until you get a bit more mature and older and realise that the time and effort that they put into you has helped shape your career.
And when you moved to Burnley, they were maybe a surprise to get promoted to the Premier League.
Yeah.
How surprised were you at the time, and how was it to play in the Premier League?
It was incredible. You know, when I joined Burnley, we were kind of third bottom. I joined in the last day of the transfer window from Cardiff, and I thought, oh, this is going to be quite tough. You know, we could be fighting relegation in the Championship, and at that point in time, Burnley weren't a glamorous club to be going to in the Championship. You know, they'd no real facilities. They do now because they've invested millions of pounds, but we just had a bunch of guys who all had peaked in terms of form, a squad who were full of confidence, and a manager who exuded confidence and who made you feel 10 foot tall. Owen Coyle, he was just, he was a master at man management, an absolute master, which I think is vital in football. I think your relationships with your players and how you get the best out of them mentally is a massive thing in football, and he was incredible at it. So we went on this run, and it culminated in, you know, the final at Wembley, which I played in, which is just an unbelievable moment to play in a game, a one-off game that you know if you win you're going to be a Premiership player the next year. You know, it doesn't really come much bigger than that. So it was an amazing achievement. And then to play in the Premiership, I didn't start as many games as I would like, but the actual whole experience was awesome. And to score 4 goals in the Premiership as well was a dream come true, really. You know, I was coming off the bench most weeks, but you don't mind coming off the bench when it's at Anfield or Stamford Bridge or Old Trafford. It's not quite the same as coming off the bench at Alloa.
And you're talking about how the move to St Mirren came about in 2011. What did it mean for you as a fan to get a chance to play for the club?
Yeah, it meant everything, and I think I've shown that over the period of time that I've been at the club. Obviously, the first 3 years I was here were, I couldn't have written them any better. You know, to score 16 goals in 3 consecutive seasons, be the top scorer, and a lot of memorable goals, and of course to be have such a pivotal role in the semi-final and the final of the cup run is something that I'll treasure and possibly treasure more than anything else in my career, because you know it meant so much, and still does. The last 2 years haven't been great, but I've remained incredibly professional, and I've not missed a day's training this year. And you know, football, if you're at a club for 5 years, it isn't going to go brilliantly for 5 years. Football's up and down, and the fact that it went so well for 3 years is probably surprising. My brother, retrospectively, in hindsight, it's a great thing, thinks I should have chucked it the summer that Tommy and Jim and Tilly took over 2 years ago. Which, I don't know. You never know. It's dead easy to look back and say probably you should have, or maybe not. I obviously had a bad injury, and that season became a bit of a write-off, and we went down, which was incredibly disappointing. And then this year hasn't quite happened to me, happened for me for whatever reason. You know, and that's been part of the decision that I've made to retire.
That's all we have time for this week on the Midweek St Mirren Show. Next week will be our last Midweek St Mirren Show of the season as we look back on the campaign as a whole. We'll be back on St Mirren Radio on Sunday with all the action and reaction as St Mirren close out the 2015-16 season against Rangers. Until then, come on you Saints!